Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Casey's General Stores. And today we're going to hear from Wasota Street stock driver Bobby Blowers. We're also going to hear from Badlands Motor Speedway's general manager Tom Savage, Doug Johnson from Jackson Motorplex, and a little more about our local Casey's General Stores, right after a few words from our sponsors.
This is Market Creech Ford on Highway 218, Blooming Prairie. We have a very nice inventory of new Fords on the ground, and Ford is offering great programs, and Creech Ford is discounting, so that means attractive pricing for you. Small store, good service, and competitive pricing, all works in your favor. And our used lot is full of very nice trades and program cars, so stop in at Creech Ford today for any vehicle line. That's at Creech Ford on Highway 218, Blooming Prairie, your service-minded dealer.
Any mechanic, woodworker, or craftsman knows that the right tool makes the job a whole lot easier. And having the right tool means having a choice. Honda's 4Trax Rancher line of ATVs are premium tools for the jobs you need to do, whether that's on the job site, hunting, exploring, or on the ranch. It's easy for you to choose the right mix of Rancher features, just like reaching for that right tool. So head on down to Trimble Cycle Center in Austin and check out the new 2017 Honda 4Trax Rancher lineup. Shouldn't all life's choices be that easy? Honda recommends the Rancher for riders 16 years old and older, and recommends that all ATV riders take a training course. Trimble Cycle Center in Austin, USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
Record-breaking yields and low harvest prices. The value of on-farm storage is higher than ever. Start planning for next year now. An on-farm storage system from NASCO Equipment gives you the marketing flexibility to capture the best prices when the timing is right. And that can make a huge difference to your bottom line. Call us, NASCO Equipment, your local Bayland, GSI, and Farm Fans dealer. And make an investment now that will maximize your farm's profitability year after year. Call NASCO Equipment of Fairmont or International Steely Records today at 507-235-9506.
Get a $13.99 large made-from-scratch specialty pizza at Casey's General Stores right now. Don't miss out on this limited-time-only special. Take advantage of this delicious deal by ordering online at caseystogo.com or using our mobile app. Don't have the mobile app? Download it right now and receive a free 32-ounce fountain. Enjoy easy online ordering, special coupons, games, and more. Casey's, famous for pizza.
Hey friends, it's Feed the Sauce Man. At Cookies, sauces and seasonings are our business. Food is our passion. Our Cookies Flavor Enhancer and Rub is the most versatile blend of spices on the planet. Try it in marinades, on meats and on seafood, on baked potatoes and vegetables, in pasta salads and popcorn, and anything else that needs a flavor kick. No matter the meal, our Cookies Flavor Enhancer and Rub makes taste buds happy. Remember, smart cookies use Cookies.
Cookies is the one.
Over your lifetime, the average American will experience 3 to 4 auto accidents, from minor fender benders to major collisions. Midwest Collision is there to help with decades of experience in collision repair, plus the capabilities to bake your paint on, just like the factory. If you have had an accident, don't sweat it. Call Bob and his staff at Midwest Collision and they'll deal with the insurance company, provide you a loaner car, and return your vehicle like the accident never even happened. Call 332-2434, your Midwest Collision experts.
Hey, this is Dave from Seaver Smile, VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on the Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on the Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by Wasota Street Stock driver Bobby Blowers. And Bobby, many fans may not realize you are a third-generation race driver. Your grandpa, Chuck Schumacher Sr., raced sprint cars with the Wasota Sprint Car Division and others for years. How did your grandfather influence your decision to race?
Well, actually, he didn't have a ton to do with it, but I really, really wish I would have been able to see him race. The main reason I got into racing was because of Dad moving from the Hornets. He was actually running enduro cars at the time. He started racing enduro cars and then eventually took a test car out to Lansing one night. Said that was pretty fun.
I sat in front of you, your father, and your grandfather at the NSL Sprint Car event at Mason City. And I tell you what, your grandpa's got some great racing stories. It must be fun to sit out in the backyard around the fire and get him going on some of the old-time stories.
Yeah, we go out there every once in a while, Sunday night after we come back from racing at Deer Creek, and sit around the fire, talk with him, and help him fix his lawnmower every once in a while. And yeah, he gets going every once in a while on stories, but it's not very often. I enjoy when he's talking about sprint cars. I mean, I've never gotten to see him race, so I don't know what what half the stuff he's talking about, but it is fun to listen to him.
We need to find some old video so you can watch him race.
Yeah, that would be all right.
Your mom, Nikki, is also a big influence and a big supporter of your racing career because she actually grew up around race cars her entire life.
Well, she's the one who pretty much keeps us going. She sends me out to the shop, help Dad every night, pretty much. She helps find sponsors. That's really big with us. And she keeps track of all the points and stuff, see what we need to do, where we need to go, and track points, especially national points. She helps see where we need to go, what shows we need to find.
When I first met your mom, your dad was actually racing mud trucks before he went into circle track racing. What do you remember about his mud truck racing days?
Well, I don't remember a ton of the mud truck stuff, but I do remember riding in them, and I remember going up Brock's, and that was a blast. I was only like 2, 3, 4 at the time, but I do remember some of the stuff.
Shop time with your family, that has to be special for all of you, spending time together working on the race cars because you all love that. And also your sister, Kaylee, she races too.
Yeah, there's not a ton of the maintenance on her car, but we do spend a whole lot of time on the street stocks, just general maintenance, cleaning out the cars, and we do spend a lot of time together doing all the stuff, but it's pretty fun when we're out in the shop.
Did you and your sister both start Hornets the same year, or did you start first and then she started?
Actually, I started in mid-2013, I think. Yeah, mid-2013, and she started just last year, actually. We've only been racing together for 1 year. She actually started in one of my old cars, which that's pretty funny.
Well, it was kind of nice for the older brother to get it broken in, so it's all ready for her, right?
Yeah, I guess. It's a tested car, proven car.
You also seem to enjoy a good trip to Misgans with your dad for parts.
Yeah, we'll go out there and find whatever parts we need. Usually it's body parts because it's get kind of rough out there, but we've found all kinds of parts out there for our cars. A lot of the suspension stuff, but grab a Sawzall and toolkit and go out there.
It seems like you often get distracted when you find something cool out there, though, and snap a few pictures.
Yeah, there's a lot of the old stuff out there. And yeah, actually, we've got a truck out here in our shop right now that we go out to Misgans every once in a while and find parts for it.
What are you doing with the truck?
Well, that's going to be a hot rod truck kind of deal. We're going to get it real sit low and make it look pretty nice. 47 Chevy pickup.
Is that for you or your dad or both of you?
I think it's actually for Kaylee. It's going to be probably her car, truck, her vehicle. But Dad's going to be owning it, probably.
I'm sure Dad's going to have to test it out before it goes to your sister.
Yeah, he'll probably go through a set of rear tires before she gets it.
What age were you when you decided to start building your Hornet?
Well, I didn't really build it. It was one of Dad's old Enduro cars, actually. We just decided one night bring it out when one of my uncles had trailer and truck. Decided one night we just might as well bring it to Lansing. I could try it out and see if I like it, and that took off from there.
Were there some changes you needed to make to take it from an Enduro car to a regular circle track racing car?
Actually, there wasn't a whole lot we had to do, and maybe had to change some tires around, but that's about it.
I was asking about the first one that you built for yourself.
Oh, yeah, that one? That was a Christmas present, actually, for Mom and Dad. Mostly from Mom. Just correcting me. That one we actually got it from a friend for pretty cheap. Put a roll cage in it and took out all the plastic and flammable stuff because that's required. And then we cleaned it up and made it look pretty nice. Put vinyl on it and went out and raced it.
That's one thing about your cars. They are always really nice looking. I can tell you take a lot of care before they hit the track and a lot of work is done in the shop.
Yeah, that's the one thing you can spend time on that actually pays out. It makes it look really nice. Sponsors like it. Fans like it. Everybody likes it. Like a nice-looking car.
Something you may not even realize at this point, but the process of building your own race car, most people will never get the chance to build a car, have that experience, knowing that they're going to get to race what they're putting together, and that's got to be really cool to do it with your own hands. then put your helmet on and get out there and show people what it can do on the track.
That's probably one of the most fun parts about being in the shop, is knowing you're eventually going to be racing this thing the next week or whatever.
You are in school. What grade are you in right now?
Right now I'm in 10th grade.
You also work after school. Where do you work, and about how many hours do you put in per week?
Well, I work at Jay's Machine Custom Repair out by Elysian, Minnesota. I come after school around 3 o'clock and work till 6 every day, 6:30 most days.
So as a sophomore in high school, do any of the other kids realize that you're going to school, you're holding down a job, plus you maintain a race car and race on the weekends? They must be blown away by your schedule.
A lot of people don't realize that. It's kind of funny. When I go to school, they have no idea about anything about race cars. It's kind of funny.
And that was another question I was going to ask you. Back when I was in school, there were hot rods parked all around the school. Now you don't see that anymore. Are there a lot of kids that are really interested in cars, or is that a very small majority?
It's actually a pretty small majority. There's only me and a couple other people that actually are interested in cars. The rest actually are like band and athletics. That's one of the two main things.
Your mom and dad will appreciate this question. Earning your own money, you really come to realize how quickly and how many hours you need to get a set of tires or to get a seat or to purchase a helmet. It's very special when you've earned that yourself, right?
Yeah. I mean, actually, $200 a month is going for a 71 C10 that's in the garage right now. That's going to be my personal truck.
Wow, that is a nice ride.
Yep.
Even though you are a young driver, you've actually had a chance to race at a few different tracks because your dad likes to travel in the fall. Last fall, you actually won 2 gold cups at Granite City Speedway. What was that experience like?
That was probably one of the funnest nights I've ever had in a Hornet. The track was all slicked up, and that's the big equalizer there. That takes away all the power. That right there is completely handling.
That is a really cool place to watch races as a fan, and it's got to be fun down on the track as a driver because it really seems like you guys can keep the speed.
Yeah, it's almost unbelievable when you go into the corner and it still sticks, but it's black slick from top to bottom.
What are your thoughts on Dodge County Speedway in Cassin, and how have you done when you've been there?
That track was probably the most fun I've ever had in the car. That last night when it rained up a whole bunch and got tacked up, that was really fun. I think I've won there twice in the 4 or 5 times they raced this last year and had pretty good success those other few nights.
That's a pretty good racing percentage at that track. What do you consider your biggest accomplishment in the Hornet division?
I think the biggest accomplishment is, well, that's actually a pretty close tie. The biggest was going to Granite City, a track I have hardly even ever been to, and winning both races I've been there. And the other one was probably winning 2 championships at Chateau Raceway. And they weren't even back-to-back. The first year was the year after my rookie year. And then the other one was this last year.
You kick off 2017 with your annual race party in Waseca. That is an awesome event. I've seen some of the pictures and one of the videos on the internet. You guys do a really good job of bringing people together and supporting all of your race teams and your family with that event, and it's a really neat get-together.
Yeah, a lot of sponsors actually go to that. A lot of friends, sponsors, and there's some other random people there too.
And I see one thing that you're definitely learning from your mom is the importance of sponsors and tracking people down and taking the time to make sure that they're recognized on your Facebook page, they're recognized on your car, and any sponsors on the Blowers Racing team is very well supported by your family.
Yeah, the sponsors are one of the big things with these cars. These cars don't come very cheap. There's a lot of parts that cost a lot of money. Engines being a big one, probably 5-6 grand you can spend on a motor. A lot of sponsors put in money to help with that part.
This season you are debuting a brand new Wissota Street Stock. When did the decision come about to switch from Hornets into Street Stocks?
Well, the decision has been coming for the last 2 years, actually. Kind of heat of the moment kind of deal. We actually had the chassis builder down here, Keith Tourville, just moved down to Waseca last winter. We just said, while he was here, might as well build a car.
The first time out with the street stock for test and tune, what was that experience like compared to what you were used to with the Hornet?
Well, it's a whole new ball game from Hornets. When you're in the Hornet, you go into the corner, and if it comes loose, you got to get back in it to push it up in the track to get it straightened out. And I tried that with a streeter and looped it about 6 or 7 times in the track.
That was my first initial thought. I grew up on rear-wheel drives, and the only time I can ever remember spinning out is in a front-wheel drive Saturn, because your initial reaction is to correct for a rear-wheel drive, and that made my front-wheel drive Saturn go right in the ditch. And I can't imagine you going from front-wheel to that first time you barreled into the corner in rear-wheel drive. It's totally opposite.
Yeah, complete opposite. They aren't running on as big of a tire either as the street stock, so you don't have as much room for error there.
Your dad is one of the toughest street stock drivers in this whole region. Is it comforting knowing that you have a great car and a great setup, man?
Well, the thing is, it really can't hurt. I mean, Dad's been around it long enough to know what's right and what's wrong with the cars, and he just laughed and shook his head no. But when he was a rookie, he had no clue what he was doing either, so that helps a lot when you're in a situation just starting out in the class and have help on setting up the car and tips on where to put it in the corner and when to get on the gas and off. That is really helpful.
Your first night out at Deer Creek, what was it like rolling out on the track through that back gate with guys like Troy Voth, Fast Freddy Prudell, Danny Richards? That is one talented division down there.
Well, the thing was, I wasn't entirely worried about it. I was just going to go out there, race my race, make laps, just have fun.
I watched your mom's video. Very impressed with your first night out. Clean, smooth, and fast. What did you take away from opening night?
Opening night was completely different from practice. You might as well have put a different driver in the car and you wouldn't have been able to tell. When I was at test and tune, I would almost loop it every time I would go out for practice. But this last night at Deer Creek, I was a lot better on the track, more smooth.
I also enjoyed listening to your dad in the Victory Lane speech when he said you never even put a scratch on the car, which is pretty impressive when you've worked all winter on a car. You go out your first time with that group and you never even scratch or dent it.
Well, a lot to do with the people that are driving the cars. They're all respectful. They know how much the cars cost and they don't want to wreck their stuff either. It's kind of a good thing about the street stocks.
What are your plans for the remainder of 2017? Are you going to be racing at both Lansing and Deer Creek, or just choosing one track or the other?
So far, the plan is to race both tracks all the season. I don't know about it, but I hope I squeak out a win past Dad one of them nights.
The night you pull up next to your dad, I hope I'm sitting in the stands, because it's going to be interesting.
Definitely is.
Well, Bobby, it's been fun watching you progress. It's going to be great watching your sister also as she progresses in racing. And you've got an awesome racing family. Good luck the remainder of the season, and I can't wait to see you out there. Hopefully, one of these days, you're going to be passing by Dad, and he's going to be passing that checkered flag over to you.
Well, all you can do is try.
Thanks for being with us.
Yep.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there, whether it's a small or large project, with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna, licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor in Blooming Prairie is the place to go for your next golf cart. And now with 2 locations, Miners Outdoor can serve you even better. Be sure to check out More Golf and Utility, located just 3 miles east of I-35 in Lakeville. Remember to ask about Club Car's new consumer golf cart, Onward. That's Miners Outdoor in Blooming Prairie and More Golf and Utility in Lakeville.
Miners Outdoor.
Major Tough.
Napa Know How.
You don't need an air-conditioned steering wheel or high-performance supercharger to use Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil. Now just $5.79 a quart at NAPA. Mobil 1 offers premium protection for all cars, premium or not so premium. So give your ride Mobil 1 synthetic, just $5.79 a quart, even if it doesn't have the latest technological stuff. That's NAPA know-how.
NAPA know-how!
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 5/31/17.
Why does the Ron Hornaday race team use Walker Performance Filtration Systems?
Well, yeah, you're talking to the right guy with using it. Yeah, Ben and the whole Walker family has been part of our family for a long time. We've known them for a long time. And then when Ben started the Walker Performance Filtration System, we definitely had to try it. And man, we've had it on there for the last couple of years. It's been really supportive of what we've been doing in our racing program. We probably ran 30, 35 races with two cars last year, so we got 60-something races on our cars. And, you ate the old filter before, and every time you pull it apart, you always had that little dust ring around the top of the carburetor. And the last year and a half, 2 years, we've been using this filtration system for Walker. We haven't had any of that. We've been running two or three races without cleaning it, and unless it's really dusty, we might have to, get two races out of it. But, Ben's been a big help and a big plus to our racing, for ordinary race cars. So I really got to thank Walker Performance Filtration.
See WalkerPerformanceFiltration.com or call them at 818-252-7788.
After many years working on and repairing large commercial vehicles, Rod French opened his own welding, repair, and fabrication shop. For the past 15 years, Rod has run his fabricating business at his country home, offering welding and fabrication, as well as truck frame extensions. In 2012, the business expanded to include designing, building, and installing Powerlift hydraulic doors from French's Repair and Fabrication Incorporated and Powerlift Doors by French Manufacturing Incorporated. Give us a call at 507-374-9306.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology and packaging when it comes to shipping your business products? Hi, this is Ryan. Here at Foamcraft Packaging, we provide a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call toll-free 1-844-655-2365. That's 844-655-2365. 2365.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on the Dirt Show, and I am joined by General Manager of Badlands Motor Speedway, Mr. Tom Savage. And Tom, I have had this event on my calendar since I found out about it. May 13th, the Fulken Brothers $100,000 Silver Shootout. Last year, this was a really cool event, and this year, it's going to be again.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Clayne. And we can't wait for the Silver Shootout. It's a great way to kick off the season for us. It's how we kick off the Badlands Motor Speedway era, if you will. This racetrack's been around a long time, but last year was the first year that under the new ownership group, and we had 47 410 sprint cars at the Silver Shootout last year. So I don't know if we'll have that many again this year, but I'm certainly expecting we'll be in the 30s for sure. That should be a great show for sure.
And also that night you're having the 305 sprint cars, and those guys on your track with the banking ought to be able to hold that pedal right on the floor, and it should be some great racing from the 305s.
Yeah, I really believe in that class for sure. I think it's going to be a big part of the future of sprint car racing, and you're right. They get right around here. This is a 3/8 mile, pretty high-banked oval, and it was fun watching those cars last year, and I really think that class is going to continue to grow. And once we get this thing back to a full schedule, all intentions on having the 305 as part of the weekly show. And, that class is going to grow for sure. I can't wait for that. We didn't have them last year at the Silver Shootout, so I'm glad we were able to add them this year.
And what was cool at the Rock and Roll Gold Cup is sitting there rocking out the K-Bad, waiting for the races to start. And the comments around us, the facility, the lighting on the track, there is no dark spots when the cars go into the corners. It's just an outstanding overall facility.
Yeah, well, thank you. Our owner certainly put a lot into it. We're north of $10 million right now in renovations. And, you talk about the lights, and that's just something you really don't even think about. But we put in hundreds of thousands of dollars of new Musco lighting, even in the parking area. It's a very bright place, like you said. We repainted the walls and all the fencing and everything like that for this year. So those lights are really bounced off of that white wall. And, speaking of the Gold Cup, Craig Delansky, he raced in the wing portion of the Gold Cup last year, but on the non-wing qualifying night, he came up and sat in the grandstands and told me afterwards how cool it was, just with the huge big video boards we have running down the backstretch, and just everything we have going on for the fans. There's just a lot going on for sure.
I think another unique thing is the drivers are going to get paid in silver bars, which is really unique.
Yeah, that was kind of a cool thing we did last year. We bought $100,000 worth of 10-ounce silver bars, and they're cool. The bars have the Badlands Motor Speedway logo on it and the Silver Shootout logo on it. So the winner of the 410 feature at the Silver Shootout gets 75 of those 10-ounce silver bars, which equals about $15,000. So $15,000 to win, but again, silver could go up or down, and a lot of teams from last year kept their silver because right now silver's a little low. So give that a couple years, and those bars would be worth a whole lot more. So a lot of guys kept it, and some guys turned it in for cash, but some guys kept it knowing silver's going to go up. So it's kind of fun watching silver, and just the payout changes every day.
Late Model Mayhem, you have two of these events, one on June 4th and one on August 6th. Talk about what fans are going to get to see on those two particular nights.
Well, yeah, last year, you know, we ran the Midwest late models up here. I heard so many great things about them, and I think my phone rang off the hook more after those shows than anything else, outside of maybe the wingless sprint cars at the Gold Cup. But people really loved it. So, yeah, we're doing two shows this year, where it's the Midwest late models and then four USRA classes. So there's actually five classes, June 4th and August 6th. So not a sprint car in sight. So for those enthusiasts out there who like the late model racing, we will have five classes of cars on June 4th and August 6th. We'll look forward to that.
Over the 4th of July weekend, you have the World Outlaw Sprint Cars at your track on July 1st and July 2nd. So for fans that want to come out and see both nights, I'd suggest getting a hotel in the area and staying for both events because it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, that's kind of become a little bit of a tradition now, the World of Outlaws at this racetrack over the July 4th weekend. And we did it last year. We'll do it again this year. But we have a fantastic, huge fireworks show that goes on after both of those nights. In fact, I couldn't believe it. It had to have been the longest, loudest fireworks show I'd ever seen after those shows last year. It just went on and on forever, and people loved it. So, yeah, I'd encourage people, just like all of our events, you can buy tickets in advance, and they're less expensive if you buy in advance versus day of the show. So I'd encourage people, if you're interested in seeing the World of Outlaws, to go online and grab some.
And for fans that do not know, with the track located in Brandon, South Dakota, there are so many hotels available, if not in Brandon, over in Sioux Falls, that you're not very far from the track.
Yeah, there's two hotels here in Brandon, and we're just east of Sioux Falls, so there's a, you know, Sioux Falls metro areas, you know, 250,000 people. So there's plenty of hotels on the east side of Sioux Falls. You're 7-8 miles away from the racetrack. And, yeah, those hotels do fill up for the Outlaws last year for the Gold Cup, for sure. Even a little bit for the Silver Shootout. We had some hotels on the east side of Sioux Falls that definitely housed some people for the weekend.
September 3rd, Huset's Flashback. That's going to be an awesome night. You have the 410 sprint cars, the 360 sprint cars, the late model street stocks, and you're also going to honor all the Hall of Fame inductees.
Yeah, you know, that was important. Even though we weren't going to do a full season this year, we were going to do six races, and it was awfully important to us to make sure the 2017 Hall of Fame induction ceremonies happen. So the Hall of Fame will be inducting five new members into the Hall, and we're doing it on a Sunday night, which they did here for, you know, 60-plus years, and we're also doing the 410, 360, and late model street stocks, which ran out here on Sunday nights at Houston Speedway for many, many years. So that's part of the flashback, is that program of those three classes and then the induction Hall of Fame. So that should be a fun night. That'll end our season on September 3rd.
And I know your dad really does a great job of promoting the history of Houston Speedway on Facebook. I enjoy seeing all the pictures. What a track with a lot of history out there.
Yeah, it's funny, you know, we're at $10 million in renovations, and as I talk to you now, I'm in one of the suites way high above the grandstands, and I look down at the track and just think about, you know, he was out here the very first day they put a blade in the ground in 1954, and he's been around it for a long time. He actually started the Hall of Fame back in 1998, and he used to make fun of me getting on Facebook so much, but my goodness, he's on there three or four times a day now posting cool old pictures, so he's got some great old stuff from the racetrack from the 50s and 60s.
And talking about where you're sitting and looking down at the racetrack, if you get on BadlandsMotorSpeedway.com and look at those VIP lounges, what a great place to watch a race.
Yeah, we built two brand new buildings last year. One is across the top of the grandstands that runs right along Highway 11. The other one's in Turn 4. That's a magnificent building as far as the views go. You're up high above Turn 4 and you watch the cars come into 3 and out of 4 and down the front stretch. And then we also have a building in Turn 1. It was actually built in 1991, but we refurbished the whole thing. Those are our lounges, Turn 1. And it's cool. Cars are coming right at you down the front stretch, and we totally redid those and gutted those out and got high-definition, you know, TVs in there and bars and climate controlled and the whole thing. So the three suite buildings we have, they are pretty nice.
Tom, I really appreciate the golf cart tour of the facilities the last time I was out there. What an incredible facility. If the fans have not been out to this track and have not seen it, May 13th, you want to put this on your calendar for the $100,000 silver shootout, and we will talk to you throughout the year, Tom, and keep people informed about what's coming up at Badlands Motor Speedway. If they'd like to find out more information, what's the best way?
Yeah, BadlandsMotorSpeedway.com has pretty much got everything on there. And again, I mentioned before about if you get tickets, if you want to come to the event, you can get them online. And they're $27.50 if you buy them in advance. They're $35 the day of the show. So that's pretty significant savings, $7.50. You can get them right online there. Or if you're in our area, you want to come to the racetrack and get them prior to the day of the event, certainly can. But we've got everything on BadlandsMotorSpeedway.com.
Tom, thank you so much for being on the Dirt Show today, and can't wait to see you out at the track on May 13th.
We'll see you soon. Make sure you stop by and say hello.
Certainly will.
Galloping through a sea of yellow, slashing, spraying, cutting, can't keep this up much longer.
Hey, wake up! You're dreaming about our dandelion problem again.
What?
Just call Wolf and Sons, and they'll take care of our dandelion problem. 455-3524.
455-3524.
Wolf and Sons, the dandelion assassins.
Yeah.
When it comes to buying the parts that will put your race car in victory lane, all you want to know are the facts. Fact, Arrow Racing Wheels can be seen on the dirt and asphalt tracks across the nation. Fact, Arrow Racing Wheels has become the largest premier racing wheel supplier by supplying quality and durability at an affordable price. Fact, the Arrow 59 Series wheel has won more Monster Energy, NASCAR, Xfinity, and Camping World Truck Series races than all other brands combined. As a matter of fact, if you want to run with the winners, see arrowracingwheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
The big boys with the big toys. Dale Enterprises.
When you need dirt work done, call in the big guns, Dale Enterprises of Morristown. With equipment to clear the largest trees, demolish the largest building sites, and dig the biggest holes, Dale Enterprises can handle jobs as small as a load of gravel for your driveway to clearing that grove and old building site for more tillable acres. Call the big boys with the big toys, Dale Enterprises in Morristown at 507-685-2148. That's 507-685-2148.
Duradoc strength and durability withstand the water and elements 24 hours a day. Duradoc's all aluminum welded construction, stainless steel fasteners, and non-slip surface that stays cool even in the hottest weather. It might just outlast your water skiing days. Whatever you need, roll-ins, floaters, or sectionals, Duradoc has got you covered. And best of all, no tools are needed for installation, which leaves you more time to enjoy the lake. Contact Tony today at 641-529-0698 for standard or custom sizes. The last dock you will ever need to purchase, Duradoc.
Rhino Ag believes in building products with quality from the inside out. We start by hiring farmers to work in manufacturing building products for farmers. They know the best about the day-to-day demands the farmer expects. Then every Rhino product is factory filled with Lucas Oil to make sure every part on a Rhino is quality from the inside out. For a dealer near you, visit rhinoag.com.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on the Dirt Show, and I am joined by Doug Johnson from Jackson Motorplex. And Doug, the first question I want to ask you is, now that drivers have some laps around the new track configuration, what is the response from the drivers about the track and the surface? And also, the fans have to be ecstatic about the new facility.
Well, yeah, I think it was quite evident, you know, towards the end of last year, especially during the Jackson Nationals. Sunday night of the Jackson Nationals, we had our 360 winner come from 14th to win, and then we had Kerry Mattson come from 8th to win the 410 feature. So, you know, the fans, and even in, with the IMCA classes, you know, it took us a little while to get the track figured out early in the season, but, you know, I would say by mid-June, Greg Baker and his crew had this place in almost perfect condition every race night. And, you know, racing two nights a week last year was a challenge to get a great surface on Friday night and then come back the next night and have another great surface on Saturday night for the IMCA car. So I feel towards the end of the year that our track prep crew really nailed it as far as the preparation goes. And they had it down to a science there towards the end of the year. And, you know, we heard a lot of great feedback from the fans, too. You know, the racing was outstanding. 3 and 4 wide racing in the IMCA modified cars and the IMCA stock cars. And, you know, I think the race teams put on an excellent show for the fans. And we look forward to seeing the same type of racing here this spring.
Doug, not only are the farmers frustrated, but I can't imagine being a race promoter this spring. But we were talking off the air, And back when I was young, it was basically Memorial Day through Labor Day was a racing season. So these early races, if you can get them in, are really a bonus.
They really are. You know, we've kind of talked about that in our scheduling and looked at going forward, possibly cutting back to not doing so many early spring shows. And right now it gives us a chance to get some more work done, you know, because, I mean, the frost just come out of the ground not too long ago, and we're doing a lot of concrete work and a lot of dirt work around the facility right now to try and get ready for this season. So, you know, it is a bonus to get these early season races in, but, you know, it's not the end of the world either if it doesn't happen. I mean, there's going to be plenty of racing coming up throughout the entire summer and into the fall, so we'll take what we can get. But on the other hand, you can't get too frustrated either, because Mother Nature you can't control. So, you know, you just got to roll with it, and we'll take what she gives us.
May 12th, you're going to be kicking off the season in a big way with the Spring Nationals.
Yeah, absolutely. This will be actually our 10th year of the Spring Nationals, and this year we've got the Outlaw 410 sprint cars on hand, along with the RaceSaver 305 sprint cars and the HRA non-wing sprint cars. So three classes of sprint cars will take to the track on Friday, May 12th, and you know, we're paying $5,000 to win the 410 sprint car class, so we expect some big names to come in for that. And you know, there's some other big races in the area that weekend, so you know, I would look forward to seeing some pretty big names around the area here that weekend racing, and I think they'll put on a great show for the fans. We're just looking forward to an overall great night of sprint car racing that night.
And Jackson Motorplex is fueled by Casey's General Stores this year, and I tell you what, Casey's General Stores, we stopped at the one in Garner, Iowa on our way down to Hancock County Speedway in Britt a couple weeks ago. There's always a Casey's General Store along your route wherever you're going to races, and it's just a great place to stop, get some food, get some coffee if you're driving late at night, and they're a great supporter of racing in our whole region.
Absolutely. Casey stepped up this year with us here at the Jackson Motorplex, and they've come on as a title sponsor for our Outlaw 410 sprint cars, which are fueled by Casey's General Store this year. So fans have an opportunity now this year to go to any participating Casey's and get a $5 off coupon for any of the 410 events at the Jackson Motorplex this season. So they got nine chances to see the 410s in action this year outside of the Jackson Nationals. That's not even including the Jackson Nationals. So there's nine 410 events where you can stop at a Casey's prior to coming to the Jackson Motorplex and get a $5 off general admission coupon to get in the gate those nights. So we want to encourage fans to take advantage of that, and just not right around the Jackson area. It's encompassing about a 100-mile radius of Jackson where you can actually stop in at any participating Casey's, and they'll have the $5 off coupons there for you. So I want to encourage fans to do that this year.
You kick off the Memorial Day weekend on May 26th. You have sprint cars, and you also have the IMCA A-Mods, Hobby Stocks, and Sport Mods.
Yeah, there's some big money on the line that weekend, too. You know, the 410 sprint cars are racing for $3,500 to win. The A-Mods are racing for $1,000 to win and $100 to start. So we want to honor Danny Williams. He was a great supporter of racing in our area. So that night will be our Danny Williams Memorial, and his family is put up some extra money along with Peterbilt of Sioux Falls. They've kicked in and added some extra money to the purse that night. So we've got some big money on the line that night for the 410 Outlaw Sprints and the A-Mods. And like you said, we're also racing the Sport Mods, Hobby Stocks, and the 305 RaceSaver Sprint Cars will be in action. So all five classes will actually kick off that night too, and that will be a full points night for all those five classes here at the Jackson Motorplex.
Just about any conversation about race history in the state of Minnesota, the Jackson Nationals will come up. This is the 39th annual, June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. What a great event this is going to be.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it this year. We moved it up on the calendar this year, up to the first week of June, and we've worked with the World of Outlaws. So we've got the World of Outlaws sprint cars coming in here for all 3 days. We will also have three different sanctioning bodies with 360 sprint cars. We have the UMSS here out of Minnesota. We'll have the MSTS out of Sioux Falls. And then we also have the Nebraska 360 series coming in on June 1st through the 3rd as well. So those three sanctioning bodies will join forces for the 360 class. Plus, we'll have the RaceSaver 305 sprint cars on hand. So all three nights will be three complete shows with all three classes. So if you're a sprint car fan, this is going to be heaven for a sprint car fan, because you're going to see three different classes of cars, including the World of Outlaws. And want to encourage fans to go online. Tickets are on sale right now at slspromotions.com, or you can go to the JacksonMotorplex.com, too, and click on the banner at the top of the page and get a three-day pass for just $89 for all 3 days. It's a pretty good deal for the value that your race fans are going to receive, and want to encourage fans to purchase tickets online. Tickets have been going pretty fast. All the camping and motels in the area are already booked up, so we do have a few camping spots left here at the racetrack, but you know, if fans are looking to come to Jackson for those 3 days, we want to encourage them to make plans as soon as possible. So it's going to be a big weekend in Jackson and a lot of stuff going on. We've got a lot of stuff to do for the fans during the day. We're going to have a golf tournament on Wednesday. We've got beanbag tournaments going on all weekend. We're going to have a craft fair for the women. So just a lot of stuff to do in Jackson over the 1st through the 3rd of June.
I recommend anyone go to your website and print off your schedule, because looking down the schedule, you guys really know how to have fun at Jackson Motorplex. June 9th, you're going to have Hairball in concert besides some great racing, and also July 7th, Kenny Schrader night.
Yeah, we're going to try the Hairball concert on the 9th. What we're doing there is fans can buy a $20 ticket. It'll get you into the races and the concert as well. So one price gets you in for the races, which will actually start about a half hour early that night, and then Hairball will plan to come on the stage roughly right around 10 o'clock, and they will have a two-hour set from 10 to midnight. And then, like you mentioned, on July 7th, Kenny Schrader's coming to town. He's going to race his A-Mod, and, you know, he's going to be around early signing autographs for the fans. And if you haven't had a chance to see Kenny Schrader race, I mean, he was in his prime. He was one of the best NASCAR drivers of all time. You know, now he's in the latter part of his career and still racing A-Mods and getting it done. In fact, actually, I believe he's going to be in a dirt champ car. You can probably help me out on this, Clayne. I think he's running, isn't he running the Little 500?
Yes, they're getting ready right now.
Yes. And he's kind of one of those old school guys that can jump in pretty much anything. I mean, I think if we put him in a go-kart out here, he'd probably win in that. So he's going to be racing here, like I said, on July 7th. So we want to encourage fans to come out and get a chance to watch Kenny race with some of our best AMOD drivers.
Doug, looking down the schedule, you guys have done a great job of mixing all the different sprint car series so fans get to see them all, and also the IMCA modified stock cars, hobby stocks, sport mods. There's something for everyone at Jackson Motorplex.
There really is. You know, that's been the biggest challenge that we faced in the off season is we've had 10 different classes of cars that have come to us that want to race, you know, at the Jackson Motorplex, and we just don't have enough room to run 10 classes in one night. Otherwise, we'd be here till 3 a.m. So we're trying to find the right mix that works for us financially and makes sense for the race fans and gives you the best bang for your buck. And we feel we've got that now with our weekly program, which, you know, consists of mainly 410 sprints, 305 sprints, A-Mods, sport mods, and hobby stocks. And then we've got some specials thrown in for the stock cars and sport compacts and the 360s. And, you know, we've got some non-wing events coming in, too, with the HRA cars out of Sioux Falls. So we've got a great mix of different classes for all types of race fans here, you know, this year. So if you're not a sprint car fan, you know, you still get your modifieds and your stock cars and, you know, vice versa. So we just encourage everybody to check out our website at jacksonmotorplex.com. Our complete schedule is on there, and you can also buy tickets on our website. And we've got some big events coming up in the fall, too, that we want to remind fans of. Over Labor Day, we've got a two-day sprint car show, and then our big IMCA Nationals falls on September 22nd and 23rd this year. So just a lot of different opportunities for fans to come and enjoy some racing action at the Jackson Motorplex.
Doug, I highly suggest getting out to Jackson Motorplex for a great night of racing, and we will have you on later in the season to talk about some more of the big events coming up. Thanks for taking the time to be with us here on The Dirt Show.
All right. Thanks a lot, Clayne. Appreciate it.
Are you sick of trying to sell your car? Hi, this is Ken Snow from Snow's Classic. Avoid all those hassles involved with selling your own car and let Snow's Classic sell it for you. Located right across from Cabela's on I-35, your vehicle gets over 300,000 views monthly, and our highly rated website is visited worldwide. Cars are selling fast, and our inventory is running low. Whether you're selling a vintage car or a late model car, contact us at Snow's Classics today at 214-3554. 24 and sell your vehicle the hassle-free way.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is proud to announce for the 2017 Sprint Car season that our newest exhibit will be our salute to champion Sammy Swindell, running in our museum from June 1st through October 1st. Stop in and view six of Sammy Swindell's winning sprint cars that Sammy drove during his illustrious career and his 1983 Chili Bowl winning midget race car. Plus, we'll have an exclusive interview with Sammy Swindell and award-winning editor Bones Bossier on video inside the Salute to Champion Sammy Swindell exhibit that you can only see inside the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. Also, our Salute to Champion Sammy Swindell t-shirts and posters will be available starting June 1st. And don't forget to mark your racing calendars for Saturday, June 3rd, when the 28th annual National Sprint Car Hall of Fame induction banquet will be held right here in Knoxville at Dyer Hudson Hall, and the USAC Sprint Cars return to Knoxville Raceway that same Saturday night, July 3rd. That's our Salute to Champion Sammy Swindell exhibit, June 1st through October 1st at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, and the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum induction banquet and USAC Sprint Cars Saturday night, June 3rd. In Knoxville.
If you're like me, you hate when your outdoor gas-powered equipment won't start. What I've learned is that most of these breakdowns are caused by ethanol and street gas, which eats up the fuel system, and warranties don't cover fuel-related repairs. Well, the experts at VP Racing Fuels developed a solution called VP Small Engine Fuel. It's an unleaded fuel blend with no ethanol, so it prevents those problems. The unleaded fuel is perfect for four-cycle engines, like lawnmowers or generators, and for two-cycle equipment like chainsaws and trimmers. VP's fuel is pre-mixed with oil. That means no measuring or mixing. Just pour it in and start it up. You'll find VP Small Engine Fuel, or SEF, in quart size and 1 gallon containers for smaller tools and 5 gallon pails for larger equipment. Try VP Small Engine Fuel, available at the Home Depot, or visit vpsef.com. That's vp-sef.com for more information. VP SEF is for use in small engines only and may not be used in motor vehicles.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, brought to you by Casey's General Stores, and I am joined by Bev, the manager of the Casey's General Store on the corner of Austin Road and 18th Street in Owatonna. And Bev, Casey's and Casey's Pizza, another great deal for the month of May.
You betcha. We have a specialty large or medium pizza, that's any of our specialties, for $13.99. That's a really incredible deal when you think about what goes into a pizza.
I also saw a big sign as I walked in the front door, cookies. What's the cookie deal all about?
We have a cookie contest going on in our area, and each area will have their own, and we're in competition with all the other stores in our area, and we hope to be number one, so we're encouraging all of our customers to come and try our wonderful cookies. They're baked fresh right here on site. They're not frozen and brought in, they're baked here.
And that's what's fun about Casey's, is every once in a while you'll do some kind of promotion like that, and the staff really has a great time with it.
They sure do, and they're having so much fun with this. And, you know, it's hard on me, though, because they're making those wonderful cookies, and I have to smell them all day long, and I just have to limit myself to a dozen or two a day.
The brand new Sub Bar has been a popular stop, and you've got a great deal going on right now through the month of May.
That's right, we sure do. You can get a 6-inch Italian for $4. Remember, our bread is baked fresh here on site, so it's not brought in frozen bread and then thawed out. It's baked fresh here, and we have three different kinds of bread, actually four, I should say. We have the jalapeno cheddar, we have the zesty parmesan, we have wheat, and we have white or Italian, and it's the best bread I've ever had. And if you want to go a step farther, for an additional $2.25, you can have a bag of chips and a 32-ounce fountain added to that.
The first thing I noticed as I pulled up was the poster in the window for the Jackson Nationals. Casey's is a huge supporter of racing throughout our region, and customers, all you have to do is stop into Casey's, and there is a stack of $5 discount tickets right on the front counter. And Bev, we appreciate you promoting events like that because the fans really enjoy it.
It's really a good deal. $5 off, all you have to do is pick them up, no purchase necessary.
Bev, thank you for everything you do here at Casey's General Stores. And remember, cookies, cookies, cookies.
Cookies galore. We gotta love them. We gotta win.
Hey, you're pretty good with tools. Can you help me with a project?
Sure. What do you have in mind?
Wow, cool.
That's my Batwing Chassis Outlaw Mini Mod. They offer kit pricing for the guys who are handy with the wrenches, and I save $2,000.
Batwing Chassis Outlaw Mini Mods are well engineered, and they're easy to work on. We should have this car ready to race in no time.
Wait a minute. How do you know so much about Batwing Chassis Outlaw Mini Mods?
Because that's mine over in the corner. Turnkey cars start at $8,999.
Yeah, I know.
Now, about that $2,000 you saved, don't you think?
Oh, boy, here we go.
Find out more today at batwingchassis.com or call 507-456-5465 anytime.
Fast Shafts owner Pat Fagan is a racer himself who has been testing and building drive shafts for himself and teams all over the nation since 1992. Fast Shaft drive shafts are the number one choice for over 90% of the major modified chassis builders. Drive shafts, drive shaft repair, 9-inch Ford center sections, slip yokes, rear end yokes, ring and pinions, bearings, spools, gears, shim kits, and more. Call Fast Shafts today, made by racers for racers. 800-622-6617.
This your old friend Speed the Sauce Man. Welcome to the Dirt Track segment brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Last Friday night, April 28th, they were racing for the second time of the season at Hancock County Speedway in Britt, Iowa, in your IMCA Modified. Tom Berry Jr. taking a checkered flag over Josh Ruby and Austin Wolf. In the IMCA Sport Mods, the number two and Nick Meyer over Jared Baumeister and Jonathan Logue. In the IMCA Stock Cars, the number 50 a Heath Tulp over Chad Palmer and Calvin Lang. In your IMCA Hobby Stocks, Andrew Borchard over Chance Halatz and Chad Loneman. And in the IMCA Sport Compacts, it was Nate Koopman over Bubba Brown and Hunter Benson. They were also racing last Friday night, April 28th, at Mississippi Thunder Speedway. It was opening night in the 600 Modifieds. Chris Gilbertson over Greg Willetts and Cody Mayer. In the Hornet division, it was Patrick Thick over Donald Martins and Jason Schlagel. In the USRA Modifieds, it was the 69 of Lucas Schott over Jake Tim and Corey Crasper. In your USRA B-Mods, Flying Ryan Olson over Parker Hale and Dan Hoofden. In the USRA Hobby Stock division, Brady Link over Scott Spittle and Stephen Holthus. And in the USRA Limited Late Models, Lance Hover over Brett Larson and Justin Sass. Saturday night, April 29th, they were racing at Ogilvie Raceway in the Wasota Modifieds. Jeremy Nelson over Tim Johnson and Dave Kane. In the Wasota Midwest Modifieds, Eric Lamb over Skeeter Esty and Travis Schulte. In the Wasota Mod 4s, Adam Prevey over Tyler Larson and Trevor Rottinger. In the Wasota Superstock, Shane Sabraski over Tim Johnson and Dexton Koch. And in the Wasota Street Stocks, Tim Johnson over Kyle Laney and Justin Pagones. And in the Hornet division, Eric Cleesby taking a checkered flag over Dustin Verkus and Joe Martin. The UMSS Traditional Non-Wing Sprint Car Series was racing at Cedar Lake last Saturday evening, April 29th. Your heat race winners were Johnny Parsons III and Cam Schaefer, and in the 25-lap A-Main, the 2K of Jimmy Kuba, followed by Neil Matuska and Mike Mueller. They were also racing at Rice Lake Speedway last Saturday night, April 29th, in the Wasota Modified 20-lap A-Main, Neil Baldack over Kevin Etter, and Paul Razzito. In the Wasota Superstock 20-lap A-Main, Scott Lawrence over Eric Olson and Kevin Burdick. In the Wasota Midwest Modifieds, Michael Truscott over Grant Southworth and Dan Kingsley. In the Wasota Street Stocks, Sam Fankhauser over Jake Hessen and Hunter Van Gilder. And in the Pier Stocks, Dustin Doty over George Richards and Jason Havel. Tonight, the Dirt Show gang will be at Fairmont Raceway in Fairmont, Minnesota. And tomorrow, Sunday, we will be at the opening of Sports Park in Fort Dodge. Hope to see you out there for a great weekend of racing.
Does your vehicle have some issues? Hi, this is Ashley from the Otana Auto Clinic. Many people are putting off some major vehicle repairs until they get their tax returns back. If you're one of those people, stop down to the Otana Auto Clinic, where we can diagnose your vehicle's issues and give you the prescription to get you back on the road. The Otana Auto Clinic is your locally owned emergency room for your vehicles. Call us today at 414 Auto or see us on Hoffman Drive in Owatonna.
Lou Fager's Racing in Delano, Minnesota is this area's authorized Rocket and Shaw Chassis Repair Shop, offering a full service online store at fagersracing.com. Log on and join our email for updated newsletters and check out the LFRE Superstock, Modified, and Late Model chassis, including all the IMCA and Wasota parts you need. Lou Fager's Racing has decades of experience in making fast drivers even faster. See them online at fagersracing.com or give them a call at 800-328-3618 and they'll get the parts you need, compliments of Lightning Lou.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.